بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. All praise unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds, the master of the day of judgment. We beseech the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we bear witness and testify that Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is indeed the seal of Nabuwa. I've mentioned in my program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, ahlan wa sahlan. I mentioned my program earlier that we would have a special half an hour broadcast from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Central African time. I urge you all to phone family members across the world, across the country, to witness something you would not witness in many, many years. I urge you all to call into the studio as well, as we're going to be paying tribute to a scholar who set new tones, new highs for Islamic media in our country. Little-known scholar that came to Channel Islam 9 years ago, but has flourished and has gone through perspectives, has spoken to people, have lectured, and have answered your questions. Channel Islam International, inshallah, this evening pays a special tribute our resident Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. Now, I want you all to know that Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain does not know what is happening right now. He has called under different pretenses, and he's going to be joined in the studio with us, inshallah, in a minute or two. So he came under different pretense this evening, and we pay tribute, like I said, to various ulama in our lifetime. But tonight, for us, this means something special altogether. And as youngsters coming through, being in the company of Mufti Saab every day has enriched our lives so much more. And to make this event more special, I'm joined in the studio by the directors of CRI, and I call you Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, had no knowledge of what had transpired here tonight. I'm joined with Mulana Sabir Ismail in the studio sitting next to me, Umar Farooq Hussain, and Brother Ashraf Sirat. And I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to all of you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Well, indeed, Farooq, I want to start with you. Very special indeed, this half an hour. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put khair in this half an hour. Have we paying tribute to a scholar that is enlightened not only South Africans, not only Africans, but indeed humanity across the world. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, 9 years ago, had started the tafsir of the Quran. And as small kids normally do at madrasas and schools, when you complete your Quran, you tend to give out a sweet. You tend to give out an ice cream. You tend to give out a fruit. By your presence with Ashraf Mohasabir in the studio here tonight, the Mufti Saab sitting right across me, this is not about a sweet, Mufti Saab. This is about a true dedication from the bottom of our hearts to you, saying Jazakallah Khair. Your message, Umar Farooq.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praises be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, sustainer, and cherisher of the universe. And may his choices, blessings be upon our spiritual master, Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and all those who follow him. Mufti, I sit here, humbled, because I know how meticulous you are over the tafsir. And over the 9 years, you demanded the highest standard. Many have tried to follow and copy the kind of tafsir that you've done. But the standard that you have produced in demanding that excellence, that the tafsir had always had to go out on the correct time. And the standard that you set was so high that it also caused conflict in the station, because others couldn't try to come to keep on par to the standard that you've set. And for that, we want to express gratitude that our programming was par excellence by that high standard. And I'm proud of it. And as such a thing. Because I think back 9 years ago when we called you into the station and when you joined us, you walked in and I think Brother Ashraf said, there's the mic, Mufti. And you said, what about the training? And we said, you swim. We throw you in the deep end. And if you've got to swim, you've got to swim. And you started Chapter Seal 9 years ago without a plan. And today, alhamdulillah, by the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you've completed that tafsir, and you've started a brand new tafsir. And we say shukr because I've been out on the road with you. We've traveled the land and breadth of South Africa, and we hear what people say. Just today I received a call by a person that said, I want this entire tafsir, never mind what it cost. Because this was an attorney that called me, and he said, my Islamic knowledge I got from Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain on the radio. All his Islamic knowledge, and he was quoting. And he says, I learned all of this from Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, and I won this. So it's with pride that we say, shukran Mufti, for what you've done for us, what you've done for the society, and the high standard that you have set, Mufti.
JazakAllah, Umar Farooq, if you could echo Brother Umar Farooq's sentiments there, Zibli.
To our listeners and to our respected Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, and Asaba and Zaid Asma, and my partner and director, Umar Farooq Hussain. 9 years ago, Mufti was in the USA. He had to make a choice. The choice was whether he stays in the USA or he comes to tell Islam. At that time, Mufti didn't know me, didn't know Umar Farooq, nor Hamza Farooq. When we interviewed Mufti, we told him we started a satellite Islamic channel. He listened, he said, make istikhara namaz. He went to the USA. From the USA, he sent a message to us. Inshallah, I will be joining you. Today, we can be proud, humbled, that Mufti have joined and enlightened so many people with his knowledge. And we appreciate that. And we can see the fruits of that. Wherever you go, everyone is respected because Mufti has imparted, given out this knowledge, and we are thankful and grateful for this.
Well, it's Brother Ashraf, Ashraf Sidat sharing some moments. I want Mufti Saab to put his headphones on. And, well, we sat during the course of a day, we've sat a few days last week, and myself and Ibrahim Bai, along with the staff of Channel Islam, have a message for you, Mufti Saab.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. In the birth pangs of Channel Islam there arose a scholar who would come and leave an indelible mark on electronic media. There came a gift to the Ummah in the form of Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu. CII had the good fortune of Almighty Allah's blessings to have amongst us one of South Africa's and indeed the world's leading scholar, His Eminence Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Sahib. This evening, CII pays tribute to Mufti Sahib, who 9 years ago began the tafsir of the glorious Quran Majid and completed it last week.
So, Alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al jinnati wan nas. This min al jinnati wan nas is the explanation of the word waswas. Go towards the ayat there and see, min sharril waswas, O Allah, we seek your protection from waswas, the big one who brings all the doubt and suspicion, min al-jinnati wa nas, where the doubt and suspicion comes from, min al-jinnah, the jinnah, the unseen creation, we cannot see them.
We humbly thank Almighty Allah Ta'ala for giving us this great and good fortune to have been inspired by this noble servant of Allah. We have vowed to devote a part of our lives to the noblest cause of all, the cause of serving Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We pray we would be strong and courageous for this work, Mufti Sahib. We tremble at the thought of you leaving us one day. CII will be yateen. May Allah reward you amply for your services to CII. Give you strength and a healthy long life, enabling you to continue with your mission of spreading Islamic knowledge. We convey to you our profound thanks, Jazakallah, and without you ever noticing, we steal from you every day your insight and knowledge. May Allah Ta'ala increase you in knowledge. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
We know that when a person completes the Quran Kareem, 4,000 malaika descend and they say Ameen on the dua. Our sincerest thanks and appreciation to my beloved parents, Rahimahullah. How honored they would be to think that to see that the Quran was completed. Likewise, my teacher, Hafiz Ibrahim Dimaria, who I became Hafiz, but so we make dua that all of it, Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses all of them and accepts this Quran Kareem for the entire Ummah and not only for certain people, but it becomes a means of hidayat and a means of najat for the entire Ummah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And obviously, I need to place on record my sincerest thanks to my wife, Fatima, as well, for always supporting and encouraging and motivating me.
Well, there you have it. That was a clip we prepared earlier today. Mufti Saab joins us in the studio. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And I can tell you that that was from the bottom of our heart and from the entire staff here.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of this universe. May his blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The words of Hazrat Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahimahullah echo through my ears when he wrote Ma'arif al-Quran, and then he fell sick in his late 80s. He made a wasiya which is mentioned in Ma'arif al-Quran, that my beloved son Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani should complete it. Quran Sharif ko khatam karna maqsood nahi, ab ye zindagi ko Quran Sharif mein khatam karna maqsood hai. He said, the aim is not to finish the Quran Kareem only, the aim is to finish our life in the noble Quran. We make dua on this occasion that Almighty Allah accepts us, the entire team of General Islam, our directors, our co-producers, each one, our engineers. Some of them are Muslim, some of them are not Muslim. We should make special dua that Almighty Allah gives them also the tawfiq and hidayat. And they also experience what the Quran Kareem is and the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam. When I was in Cape Town, I related the incident of Mufti Shafi'i Sahib rahimahullah because most of the masajid were completing the Quran Sharif. And I have to mention two other incidents. The other incident I mentioned was of Sheikh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah, whose janaza salat was read in the Haramain Sharifain on the 27th night of Ramadan in 1999. Sheikh Abu al-Hasan al-Nadwi rahimahullah was once in Makkah Mukarrama, and the Arab Sheikh told him, "Inna fulanan yahfadul Quran," that certain person is becoming hafiz of the Quran. Fadilatul Sheikh Abu al-Hasan, may Allah may Allah bless him and grant him the Firdaus, said, "Wal Quran yahfadhu," and the Quran Kareem will always be there to protect that person and guard that person. So how much khidmat we can make of the Quran? Remember, all may Allah will elevate that person. Again, I wish to place on record my sincerest thanks and appreciation to our directors, Brother Ashraf Ali Sidat, Brother Umar Farooq, Brother Hamza Farooqi, Yusuf Bhai Patel. May Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla reward you. General Islam is a vehicle. When we started, I always said this is a mobile madrasa. Sometimes, obviously, the shaitan comes and tells us that you know that you can do this, you can do that. But inshallah, to you, the esteemed listeners of Channel Islam, I will always stay here as long as things go according to Sharia, inshallah, and as long as all Allah gives me the himmah and courage, inshallah. So our aim should always be to serve the deen of all Allah Jalla Wala and grant us the ikhlas and istiqamah. And I can always, you know, thank my colleagues, Mama Sabir Sahab, Brother Ibrahim Ganga, Zahid, all of them. They always were very, very helpful and very, very, you know, cooperating. As Brother Umar Farooq mentioned, you know, it's, I suppose I taught in the Darul Uloom and I always wanted things as to always tell my students, they do your duty with duty. I never like things to be done haphazard. So that is why we try our best. And today, with Allah's help, we started a new tafsir. And again, we pray to Almighty Allah. He blesses all of our asatiza, blesses our parents, our families. And my last message to you, the esteemed listeners of Channel Islam International, remember, as long as we attach ourselves with the Quran, Almighty Allah will elevate us. And the moment we detach ourselves from the Quran, then surely Almighty Allah will subjugate us and, you know, humiliate us. As we can see today, and there's a hadith to that effect. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu is the Rahawi, the reporter. He said, Inna Allah yarfa'u bihi aqwama wa yadhu bihi akharin. Through this Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah elevates people. And through this Quran Kareem, Almighty Allah, you know, subjugates people and lowers their rank because they detach themselves from the Quran. So our dua should be, inshallah, that whatever we have done, Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim, wa tub alayna, innaka anta tawwab rahim. O Allah, we could never fulfill the haqq of your kalam. No one can do that. And we can only try to emulate our salafi salih, our pious predecessors. When Hafiz ibn Hajar Asqalani rahimahullah completed his magnum opus, the Fathul Bari, one of the greatest commentaries on Bukhari Sharif, he was so happy, invited people. So we are going to invite anybody now, but anyway, we invite you for your du'as, and may Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, inshallah, that you know, that you make du'a Almighty Allah, accept Channel Islam, accept our khidmat, accept everybody, and protect us from the evil eye and from jealousy, and Almighty Allah protects us from all types of fitna. So that is our du'a. Barakallahu feek to the entire team. I did not expect this.
Well, Sabal, I'll stop you there. There's still lots more to come, and I know you're so meticulous with time, is going to encroach on your Q&A. So we would like to get it. You spoke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You all made the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. Asatiza, with a special message when you were young. At the time, you wanted to go out when your mother took your hand and walked you to Hafiz Ibrahim Limalia. We want you to listen to this, Muftisa.
I mean,
whatever is in the Mufti's app, you can recall the time the late mom walked you to Hafiz's classes. Allah grant the Jannah, inshallah.
Yes, it was 1968. You remember when Hafiz Limaria came very young, and when he delivered the first khutbah, it was something that we can never forget, the golden voice of Hafiz Ibrahim Limaria. And everybody was speaking, what a wonderful recital, melodious voice he had. And then my mother took me and she said, so I just went along and said, and I still got my Amma Para, and he's written the Babu Hussein. I suppose now people will call me Babu, you know. So he's written the Babu Hussein. And then Absal told me, you can't read this properly, Quran, come now. Read Amma Yatasa'alun. So you would mark the Hunnas everywhere. I still got it in my Quran. And that is how I started my visiting Maria. Allah to reward him.
Inshallah. And Mufti Saab's career then just blossoms. He traveled to the subcontinent to seek more knowledge. See, I went the extra mile to show Mufti Saab our care and appreciation. We got this message from Mufti Saab's ustad during his tenure as an alim student. Mufti Radhaul Haq, the Sheikh Hadith at Madrasa Zakaria, is currently in Pakistan visiting his family there. We asked him to comment on Mufti Saab from Pakistan, and this is what he had to say. That's from Pakistan, and it shows the indelible mark you've left in everybody's footsteps and shadows.
JazakAllah khair to you, brothers. I never really expected this. Our ustad, beloved ustad, Hazrat Mufti Radhaul Haq Sahab, was one of my first teachers in Pakistan. And from that time, 1974 till today, we always sit at his feet, and he knows when I meet him, I kiss his hands, because I consider him to be one of the greatest alims in South Africa and Africa. May Almighty Allah bless us and Mufti Radhaul Haq
Sahab. And then also, there were innumerable students who benefit from Mufti Saab's tafsir, Quran, his lectures, his talks across the country, and indeed across the world. We caught up with a student of Mufti Saab, Mulana Dawood Samson, who is currently in Cape Town, and he paid a glowing tribute to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein.
Speaking live, not from Bollywood or Hollywood, but from Parkwood with Mulana Dawood.
That's one of the Dawood Samson, and we, I think I know where he gets all that humor from, Muftisab.
Mashallah, Dawood did a good work there now, also in Cape Town, as at Maulana Abdul Hafiz Mukim and Dazilu, who was there in his masjid. We went there for the last Tarawih, and Maulana Dawood ended a wonderful dua. I spoke about it in today's Hadith program. So we feel so happy when we see our students doing some great work, and I always say that, you know, when anybody takes the ustad's dua, they'll go very far in life, inshallah.
Inshallah. One of Muftisat's profound memories of me doing Q&A with him was just a week ago when a brother called him to find out that he had lost zakah money that was entrusted to him. He said, I had it in my right hand shirt pocket, and I bent down and I think it fell out. What should I do? The Muftisab turned around and told him, well, you've got to go to your left pocket and find 1,500 now to pay out. So I think my Dawood Samson can get from there to there. Well, I can tell you we might be humorous here, lots of tears in the studio. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored Muftisab's parents with three, alhamdulillah, beautiful sons, one of which has passed on. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him the highest stages of Jannah for his cover with Noor, inshallah. Muftisab, your other brother Ahmed, who is currently ill and currently hospitalized now.
Inshallah, he is on his way to recovery. We request everyone to make dua.
Well, he is on his way to recovery, but he has greater duas for you. His aspirations and thoughts about you are so high, it will leave tonight, it will be etched into your memory forever. Memories of people who care. Six after 8 Central African time, Sia, I am paying a glowing tribute to one of the master orators of the Quran in modern times, a person who's redefined the boundaries of interpreting the Quran and of answering your questions at his own will and at his peril, a true servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From all of us at CII, Muftisab, from the bottom of our heart and from tears lurking behind our eyelids, we say to you, Jazakallahu khairan, ahsan al-jaza. We may not show it every day, the spirit in which we hold your esteemed presence around us. But in mind and in theory, we always think about your reactions. Your reaction would determine how far we go or how far we stop from wanting to do anything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all your efforts here. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you long life for Channel Islam International. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take you and take us along with you and elevate our status, Mufti Saab. We have learned so much under you. Just doing Q&A, we could replicate and be the new Muftis of tomorrow. But we don't want to do that. Like we said in the message at the beginning, we alluded to one fact in there which would stay with you forever. CII would be a team without you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept every word, every bit of honor that you produce, the flaws that you litter with your glowing knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's book, the book that will ultimately take us all to salvation. It's 8:08 Central African time. The lines are open for a few minutes. I know there are people who want to pay tribute to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. 011-494-7007. I urge you to keep it short. We are encroaching on Q&A's time. But for a change, it's good to be sitting on the other side paying tribute to a person who answers all your questions. And I'm sure many of you out there would want to ask something. We go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum, Ibrahim.
Assalamu alaikum, brother. You know, I have been to Mia's farm. I said, let's keep in Moses and Javi those times, you know.
Yeah.
And when I look at and see what Mufti Safid has achieved,
yeah,
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers the du'as of the ummah to the alims that we have on the dunya to bring to us that knowledge of deen which we would get in what other way would we get it. And Mufti Saab is really one of those that's really given us every day that mercy that Allah sends to us.
Jazakallah Ibrahim, please keep it short and snappy. Let's go to Sister Amina. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to ask the Allah to ask Mufti Saab increase in knowledge of Allah. Even though Mufti Saab is so knowledgeable, we might to Allah to increase Mufti Saab. And we appreciate the time that Mufti Saab comes on here. There are times when Mufti Saab comes so early on here. Even sometimes at 7 o'clock, no matter what time, Mufti Saab is available to come on our online. May Allah to grant Mufti Saab's family health and strength, as well as Mufti Saab's brother who is not well. May Allah to grant.
JazakAllah, Sister Amina, there for that call. Let's go to caller number 3, Sister Fawzia. Assalamu alaikum to you, Ben.
Brother Aswad from Canada.
Oh, mashallah, nice call from Canada. Gee, your message. Can you hear me, Sister, your message?
Oh, Assalamu alaikum. My name is Aswad Umaria from Canada.
Yes. Nice to call you, JazakAllah. Your tribute, you want to say something to Mufti Saab?
Yeah.
Yeah, you may go ahead.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum, Mufti Saab. My name is Aswad Umaria from Canada. I am 17 years old, and I just want to say how much I have learned from your program. I ask Almighty Allah to bless you and Aunty Fatima and Ismail for the dedication and hard work educating the Ummah. Allah bless you and keep you safe. My wish is to meet you one day. That would be very nice to see. Assalamu alaikum.
JazakAllah, brother. Inshallah, we will meet you in Canada. Inshallah, barakallah.
Let's go to our next caller, Ishaq. Assalamu alaikum, Ishaq. Ji, Ishaq, assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Mr. Barakallah. I would like Mufti's an inspiration. I would like him to make Dr. Mufti become Hafiz. I want to become such a king one day.
Inshallah, we're talking about this afternoon. We just don't have any role models left for the youth to aspire to. We need more on the caliber of Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain. JazakAllah, by the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your niyyah and your good intentions, inshallah.
Okay.
Assalamu alaikum to you. Sister, assalamu alaikum. Jay Ben, you can go ahead with your message.
I have one message.
inshallah, inshallah, something for us to think about, inshallah. Mufti Sahib will respond to that.
Yes, we had a request even in Bliss of Marriage. I told them we'll discuss it with management, inshallah. Maybe we should put Mufti Shafi's house to sale, inshallah, in the Urdu slot. Inshallah, we'll discuss it. Barakallahu fi.
Okay, let's go to Sister Hamida. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Hamida.
I just have to tell Mufti Sahib, my mother sent a message to say that she can still remember Mufti Sahib with a small child going to Madrasa all the time of studying, studying what Mufti Sahib is on his own, and he's a great inspiration. Yeah, and I grant you, his friends carry on with him and grant you a high stage of dunya and akhirat, inshallah. Mufti Sahib will make lots of dua for our children also to follow, following his path, inshallah. And Mufti Sahib, you take the kajur for my son, Mohammed, and yes, make lots of dua for him.
Inshallah, is CRI's on-air number. If you're calling outside the country, please add the prefix 0027, inshallah. Let's go to Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Muhammad. Jazakallah for that, Muhammad, for that call. 011-494-7007. We're keeping the lines open for about 5 minutes more. So Mulana Sabir could get on asking Mufti Sahib some questions so we could share some insight and knowledge with you as well. It's just time going by. Sabir, like I said, he's in the studio with us, and Sabir, you must be having fond memories of Mufti Sahib, being working with Mufti Sahib for so many years, going out, producing the cues or getting the cues and putting it to Mufti Sahib. Must be some fond memories.
Absolutely. What can I say? You know, there's no words left for you, but all I can say is that Mufti Sahib, you have not only been inspiration for one and all, but I think you have been my tutor. I'll take you at no start, because what I've learned from Mufti Sahib over the years, if I have to, alhamdulillah, in the absence of Mufti Sahib, brought up your phone me, and I will repeat the answers exactly as Mufti Sahib has taught us, and I learned from Mufti Sahib, and I say, Jazakallah khair, Mufti Sahib. I request you to make special dua for me, that Allah Ta'ala grant me a good sound memory like yours, that I can remember things, and it shall also be a means of inspiration and enlightenment, a means of guidance to one and all, inshallah.
Inshallah, that is one of our Sabir Ismail. Sister Farida, assalamu alaikum to you. Sister Fawzi, assalamu alaikum to you. Assalamu alaikum, brother. There we go to Mrs. Asmar. Mrs. Asmar, assalamu alaikum. Mrs. Asmar. Mrs. Asmar, assalamu alaikum. JJ.
Okay.
that is like the mother of our station. Mrs. Asmal always calling in and it's been so inspirational. Let's go to Mrs. Kaji. Assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum salam, Zaid. I listen to what you have said on what's going on Friday. And I felt something was incomplete. You guys have done it all. To that, the love of the subjectivism, all the attributes towards you, and that's what you want you and accept you for the khidmat of me.
Zakla khair to all the callers, and like I said, we can't take more calls. We've got to do Q&A, very inspiring, and one day we will pay glowing tribute to the Q&A that we've been having for over many years that enriched the lives of so many people, inshallah. Just have one or two messages that's been sent to me, inshallah, that we can send to Mufti Sahab. One comes from Anwar and Farida Abdullah of Kinross. Jazakallah for that, and I think Brother Salman also said Jazakallah khair, thanks to Mufti Saab for the brilliant work he's been doing over the years, inshallah. And I think ends this edition, a special tribute of Mufti Abdul Karam. Been told outside that the phones are ringing off the hook, and we may just delay it, but inshallah, so can we get more calls in, inshallah? We take more calls on end of it about 8:30, inshallah. That's 8:30 Central African time. We're just trying to get one more person, inshallah, to come on here. And we'll then wrap up this edition. Like I said, it's been very inspiring for all of us. Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain had no knowledge of what was going to be happening this evening, and we say Mufti Saab once again, Jazakallah khair to you.
Jazakallah khair, Jazakallah khair. It was one of the best days of my life. May all met Allah accept it and bless our parents and teachers.
Go back to the callers. I think Mufti Shakir Ismail joins us on here. Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair for having us to come on here.
For that, Jazakallah once again. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Brother Yunus, assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum to you. Assalamu alaikum to you. Brother Yusuf, assalamu alaikum.
Just a
Inshallah. Jazakallah for a wonderful call. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We've come to an end. We're going to be taking one more special call, inshallah. And that will wrap up the special edition paying tribute to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, inshallah, one of the directors of Channel Islam International, traveled and had spent the last 10 days of Ramadan in Itikaf at Masjid al-Haram in Makkatul Mukarramah. He joins us live. Hamza, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to you.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Same to you, belated Eid Mubarak to you, and I trust, inshallah, that Allah accept your Itikaf and you remember us all in your du'as.
I most certainly will, but I'm equally thrilled, excited, and very emotional to be able to pay this tribute, Brother Zahid. We have just passed the month of Ramadan. These are the days of shukr, and I think it is only correct and it is only apt that we as a team at Channel Islam make a lot of shukr for having someone like Mufti AK on our side and being the flag bearer and the knowledge giver to all of us, including the global family and the listeners of Channel Islam International. Truly, we are blessed. I think his achievement over the last 9 years of being able to deliver the tafsir speaks volumes and monuments, I think, for the station, for this community, for this ummah. And we today make great shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he has bestowed someone of this caliber, of this stature in our community, and most certainly in our organization.
Well, we'll get Mufti Saab to respond to that. Mufti Saab comes online. قبل اللہ منہ و منکم بھائی اب زاوی اس پہ اردو نوملی تو آج آپ سے اردو میں آپ گفتگو کریں گے یہ آپ کا جو ہے کرم تھا کہ آپ نے شروع میں ہمارے ساتھ ہاتھ دی اور اللہ تعالیٰ آپ کو اپنی والدین کو آپ کا اہلیہ کو اور چوتھے حفظہ جو آنے والے ہیں انشاءاللہ ان کو بھی حافظ بنا دے اور جید قاری اور مفتی بنا دے انشاءاللہ اور آپ ہمیشہ مفتی تقی صاحب سے مشورہ کرتے رہیے تو انشاءاللہ اس میں ہمارے لیے بھی امت کے لیے بھی اور آپ اور آپ کی فیملی کے لیے بھی انشاءاللہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ خیر ہے اور آپ نے جو عمرہ اور اعتکاف کیا اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو مقبول بنا لے اور انشاءاللہ آپ نے جو دعا کی ہمارے لیے وہ بھی انشاءاللہ اللہ تعالیٰ راہ ہدایت بتا دے اور ذریعہ نجات بتا دے اور اللہ فی
میں ہمیشہ جو ہے آپ سے اردو میں بات کرتا ہوں اور میں اردو میں ہمیشہ یہ ختم دعا کرتا ہوں کہ آپ کا جو سایہ ہے ہم لوگوں کے اوپر ہمیشہ انشاءاللہ قائم ہے جو آپ نے خدمت صرف چینل اسلام کی نہیں مگر پورے امت کے لیے آپ نے کی ہے ہم اس کے ہمیشہ ممنون اور شکر گزار ہمیشہ رہیں گے ہم سے بس ہم اللہ سے بھیک مانگتے ہیں کہ آپ کی جو محنت ہے اس کی پوری انشاءاللہ آپ کو جلا انشاءاللہ عطا فرمائے انشاءاللہ
جزاک اللہ حمزہ Faruqi for joining us. Mufti will respond to that.
Whenever people praise us, we should not get carried away. Always ask all with Allah. Allahumma la tu'akhidhna bima yaqulun. Oh Allah, don't take us to task because what they are saying and what Allah khairam min ma ya'rifun, because better than what they think of us and ma yadhunnun. That is the dua, and if we have hurt anybody's feelings in the process of the 9 years or before, we beg all with Allah for forgiveness.
آپ ہمیں معاف کریں آپ ہم سب لوگوں کو ان شاء اللہ معاف کریں اور اللہ سے یہ دعا ہے کہ ان شاء اللہ ویل ہیو انادر 10 ایئرز ٹوگیدر ان شاء اللہ ٹو اچیو مور اینڈ ٹو اچیو مور فار دی سیک آف یور ٹیم ان شاء اللہ ٹوگیدر وِد یو
ان شاء اللہ جزاک اللہ حمزہ فاروقی ڈائریکٹر سی آئی او السلام علیکم
و علیکم السلام
for tuning to the special broadcast paying a tribute to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain, a day we will not forget and a day that will be etched into CII's memory forever. Jazakallah khair to all my colleagues who helped with this collage of sounds together. Allah reward you, inshallah. Fi amanillah, wassalamu alaikum.